This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com. This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex. I'm your host, Francesca Gentile. And with me today is Somraj, is it Pokos?
That's correct.
Oh, yay, I did it right. Somraj is the founder of TantraAtTahoe.com, the author of multiple business books and 10 Tantra books. He's happily married to a tantric shaman for 10 years, although they've known each other for 12. And they also have a polyamorous relationship. And today we're going to be talking, we think, about the male multiple orgasm. Welcome, Somraj.
Thank you. It's really all about energy. That's what I learned when I was, it was about 50 when I started learning about Tantra. The good thing about this method of tantric energetics, when I let it spread it and fill my body, I could have energetic orgasms. That's really what male multiple orgasm is all about. The concept behind it all, and step one, which the breath and the pelvic muscles are all about, is relaxing. You don't need the other five steps. If you, like a yogi, can command your body and the muscles around your prostate gland not to contract when you get really excited. You might say that's the key to male multiple orgasm, is you get into this calm, relaxed, meditative state where you feel the energy coursing through your body, measuring your level of arousal. Unless you're relaxed and aware of what's going on in your body, you can't do this step.
I am delighted to have you on the show with us. There's a journey in sexuality between men and women, and we each have our part to play. And when we take on the accountability for bringing something to the bedroom, that's when real magic happens. You know, in the culture, we think we're supposed to do someone. Do you know what I mean? It's about like how we're doing them. But there's really something about who we're being. And that male multiple orgasm is a huge part of that, isn't it?
Well, for me, it's kind of like giving back to all those women for all those years I was unaware of that I was making love with. I was making love with myself. They just happened to be there. So I'm really happy to be able to do something for men all over the world so that they can please their partners.
You know, I just want to highlight what you just said, is that making love with ourselves, you know, that in our culture, a lot of times we're trained in sex, like we're just there to get off. You know, I'm there to get off, whether I'm by myself, you know, and, you know, just rubbing myself, or I'm there to get off with you. Your body becomes, you know, not this precious thing, but a vehicle for me to just get off. And, you know, and that's what you're talking about, is that you didn't know that you were using another person to get off. And now there's this shift of really pleasing and connecting with your partner.
I don't want to give a plug for any fast food chain, but Jack in the Box was how I used to think about it before I was enlightened.
You know, there's some pretty sexy concepts in there about Jack in the Box, you know? Okay, but yes, but in, out. Get in, get out, get over it. And
well, do you ever learn the five Fs that college guys learn?
Oh,
find them, feel them, fuck them, finger... Wait, I got it wrong. Find them, feel them, finger them, fuck them, and forget them. That's the programming I had as an American college student.
Wow. You know, I wasn't a I don't have a penis in this lifetime, so I kind of missed that one. Women also get, you know, screwed up messaging about using men.
Yes.
And when we come to each other with that usury viewpoint, as one of my beloved says, he would end up feeling like a wallet on wheels, the way that women treated him. And when we come to each other with that usury way of looking at one another, it just sucks. Our relationships, you know, crash, they burn, they don't fulfill us. But here we are in bringing you the soul of sex, really looking at this other paradigm. And male multiple orgasm, yay, is a huge part of that. It's a win-win. Men get to have expanded, extended multiple orgasms, which is delicious for their body, and women actually get to feel connected with, seen, met. How do the guys get there?
Well, it's really, for me, it was a tantric journey getting there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, starting with the first time a woman in college that said yes, she'd have sex, and I came putting the condom on.
Do I get to laugh?
It wasn't very fulfilling for her, and it was pretty, it pissed me off, too, you know?
Yeah.
Here's my first time, and I blew it, literally.
Yeah, and why? I mean, I don't have a penis, so how does that happen?
It's really all about energy, and that's what I learned when it was about 50 when I started learning about Tantra.
Mm-hmm.
So there'd been a lot of, shall I say, water under the bridge. And then I started to realize that I was so sensitive, and I still am. That's the good thing about this method of tantric energetics, is that the energy in my body congealed. It tried to rush out the end of my prick. Well, when I learned how to spread it and fill my body, I could have energetic orgasms. That's really what male multiple orgasm is all about. And my print book, which came out in the fall in major bookstores, titled Male Multiple Orgasm, is less about the spiritual, the soul side of this, and more about the energetics of Tantra. But on my website, we sell the pure tantric version, which teaches people to get into their heart, into the energy light body that we all are, and move the energy into the right place, connect with your beloved at the heart, fill your body with it, and then you can merge your two energy systems and your bodies and your genitals in a delightful way.
You know, I want to talk about that more in some of the specifics and the steps, because it's an amazing concept, is to shift from, you know, maybe I'm a premature ejaculator if I'm a guy, and I'm beating myself up about that, to, wow, I'm an energy sensitive male who has capacity for filling my whole body with arousing delicious energy and sustaining that for a long time and getting those peaks and waves. That's a huge shift, and I'm guessing that there was a lot of steps in that journey you just went over really quickly that we can bring to our listening audience when we come back from a break and a word from our sponsors. And I just want to encourage everyone to definitely use our sponsors. They're very hand-picked, hand-selected by us, to be wonderful, organic, very, if they're jewelry, it's conflict-free diamonds. And that supporting our sponsors supports this show. And we'll be back in a couple minutes.
Listen to A Taste of Sex, Life in an Orgasm-Based Community, a weekly online audio program where orgasmic innovators share the intricacies of their practice on personallifemedia.com.
Welcome to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex. We're with Samraj Pokras, who is the author of Male Multiple Orgasm. And we were just talking about how a man can shift from being maybe highly sensitive or possibly even, you know, not sensitive at all, and into something delicious. And how did you do it? I mean, here you were. You came, you know, putting on the condom. What was that journey? What was the next step?
Well, my ex-wife was, I think the official medical term is pre-orgasmic, which is better than saying she couldn't come without a industrial strength vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a wonderful relationship for many years, but our sex was kind of mechanical. We were trying to make her come. So I had to learn how to last longer, and I used the old traditional social methods you learn in the locker room. Think about your grandmother, baseball, you know, don't think about coming. Turn off the energy system of your body, so hopefully you'll last longer. Well, that helped me a little bit, but it really had very limited utility, because what I found is, okay, I could last 10 or 15 minutes now, but I got to the same point, the point where all this energy was pulsing in my penis. And then I didn't know what to do. It's kind of like the urge to come, that's what I call it in my book, kind of took over my brain, or as we guys like to say, the little head took over from the big head. And then there was an explosion with a wet spot, which for me has always been, I couldn't recover very fast. Some guys can. But for me, and now in my 60s, it might take me a day to get back to the point where I want to make love again and I can have the stamina to do it. So that was my beginning, was just having to try to hold out longer. And then when I met my tantric goddess of a wife, who I've been with now for 12 years, we studied the energetics of merging body, soul, mind, and the energies between us, of course. And then I realized I could start spreading the energy. This is what my tantra training basically did. It taught me how to slow down, pace myself using breath, movement, sound, the mind, and spread that energy throughout my body.
Let's stop there for a moment. That idea of spreading the energy, normally we feel it all in our genitals. And this actually, for our women that are listening as well, this works on both sides, this part of it, is that sense of normally it's all in the genitals. And yet, Tantra, Taoism, a lot of other sacred sexuality practices teach us that we can spread it throughout the body and experience more pleasure throughout our whole body, as well as for men, last much longer. And I'm blessed with a partner that did also taught himself to do this, and he's also in his 50s, and usually after making love many times, he chooses when he's going to ejaculate, because it helps him feel healthier and helps us have a more vibrant sex life when he doesn't ejaculate as often. This would be different for a younger man who normally has a higher he can be aroused and ejaculate again much more quickly in his teens or his 20s. But either way, even for a young man, being able to last a long time is still a gift, and being able to be a choice is still a gift to both people. So we talked about breath. We talked about breath movement, using the mind. Let's talk about breath first. What is a way that we might, you know, if we're not conscious, that we might be breathing? That it's like, is the wrong way, that don't do this way, is, and then what is the way that really helps us bring it throughout our whole body?
Well, when you get close to orgasm, your metabolism speeds up, mm-mm, and so does your breath. And panting is a way of making it feel better when you come. So the ancient tantrics taught us the tantric breath, which is much slower, much deeper, in the belly. I like to teach it as a four-stage process. Take a deep, slow breath through the mouth, and then pause for a beat of one, and then maybe let the breath out really slowly for a beat of five or six, mm-hmm, and so on. But actually, the breath, people, that's what I first learned about Tantra, and it didn't do anything on its own for me. And guys are all the time writing me emails and saying, hey, I heard you're supposed to strengthen your pelvic muscles, and this doesn't help me last longer either. Well, you see, the concept behind it all, and I've developed it into a six-step formula, because I had a chemistry degree before I became a tantrika, so I think of formulas. And step one, which the breath and the pelvic muscles are all about, is relaxing. In fact, you don't need anything other. You don't need the other five steps. If you, like a yogi, can command your body and the muscles around your prostate gland not to contract when you get really excited.
That sounds a little difficult to me.
That's pretty advanced.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's very so I can tell guys that's where we're going, but it might be a year or two, you know.
So I just want to make sure I'm getting this. We have the breath, slowing down the breath. So naturally, we'd have a tendency right before we orgasm to be like, and instead, to help, one piece is to, you know, nice, long, deep breath in through the mouth, relax the jaw, relax the belly, and that relaxation is what I'm hearing is so key. And for women, as the female part of this, we can have some choices, and this would also be true for men who need to increase the libido. Anytime we want to increase that sense of arousal is when we go into the faster breathing.
Exactly. And the relaxation is fundamental for both partners,
mm-hmm.
because as you switch from lust being what sweeps you away into going for it, into the tantric mood, the tantric approach or style, which is feeling everything as greatly as you can, the second step in my formula is sensitivity or awareness. Now, women tend to do this naturally much more. Us guys who are told, think about baseball, or wear six condoms or take some drugs that make you less sensitive, we lose more control over our body by being unaware.
That makes so much sense. And I just want to breathe in myself that sense of compassion for men, the training that men get that disconnects the male and female, actually, in different ways, that disconnects us from our body, our senses, and our emotions. And it makes so much sense, thank you for bringing that up, that if I am trained away from sensing my own body and what it's trying to tell me, and sensing my own emotions and the connections that are available to being human and to one another, if I'm trained away from that, how can I expect to have a rich, delicious, you know, sex life with my partner? And I love that you're bringing back the feelings and the sensitivity. And, you know, and I'm guessing that this is a journey for people. I mean, it takes some courage to shift that training, doesn't it?
I've had guys who write me and they say, after I read the introductory chapters of your book, suddenly I could last a half an hour. Because I basically said, there's nothing wrong with you, just feel more, enjoy it, and go slower. But for most guys, you're absolutely right. And for me, it took months of practice to get to a first stage of lasting longer.
So
now, after years of practicing, I find that there seems to be more and more higher and deeper stages I can go to. So it's not an ending journey.
So it keeps our ability to have better and better sex, more richly connective, delicious sex, can get better as we age.
Absolutely. It's not a rote mechanical process anymore with me and my wife, because we're attentive to the moment. We have whims we want to try out. We explore new parts of our body more deeply in new ways. And we don't have an agenda, but because we're relaxed and sensing everything deeply, every encounter is like a new work of art.
That's gorgeous. And instead of being swept away by just a primal lust, what we start to be swept into is a connection of, you know, heart, emotion, the moment, our breath, all of our senses. We get swept away into something much bigger, more richer, more depthful.
And I don't want to put down the passionate, lustful quickies. We still have them too in odd and strange places and times. But it's another style you want to add into your repertoire to be a long-lasting tantric lover.
So it's an tip. It's something else to enjoy, something else to add. And when we come back from a word from our sponsors, I want to have our last segment. We have one more segment with this. Be long and slow and relaxed.
Sounds like a good one. And if you want, I'll bring in what modern sexology has taught us. That's part of the system I think guys need to know about.
Oh, please bring it all in, Somraj. And we'll be back in a moment after a word from our fabulous sponsors.
Listen to Expanded Lovemaking, a weekly internet audio program and podcast for men and women on Personal Life Media. Get advanced techniques that expand your lovemaking bliss.
Welcome back to Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex with Somraj Pokras, author of Male Multiple Orgasm, founder of Tantra at Tahoe.com. And we were in that delicious subject of the male multiple orgasm, and we'd talked about breath and feelings and relaxation and opening to sensitivity, and you know, wherever we are when we begin the process is fine, there's nothing wrong. And you had talked earlier about something that was like four different pieces, and what was that, and what are they, four different foundational pieces of this?
At Tantra, at Taho, we call the four cornerstones of supreme bliss the fundamental tools that any lover, male or female, needs to be able to master or run or summon and cultivate kundalini energy.
And kundalini energy is what?
This is the life force that really causes us to be passionate, sexy, to have desire. And it also animates all parts of your body, mind, and soul. It's the ancient term for life force energy.
And that gets us back to Eros. Eros is not just sex or erotic or genitals. Eros is literally means the life force.
Exactly. So that life force, sexual or orgasmic or whatever you want to call that energy, that animating force, to learn how to guide it and channel it, as we're talking about for male multiple orgasm, away from your genitals to fill your whole body and now exchange at multiple levels with your beloved. The four cornerstones are the breath, as we've talked about, to pace yourself and to intensify when you want, to calm yourself when you want. And moving, obviously sex is going to have movement involved in it, but the way that you move your body, both the muscles inside, as we've talked about in the pelvis, and the way that your pelvis moves, the way that you relax your body so that you're more sinuous, like a snake, this allows the energy to flow through your body and connect with your partner as well. So we have breath and movement we've talked about already. Maybe the most challenging one, especially for a lot of the guys that I teach, is sound. We're so inhibited, even though we think we're wild and crazy guys, we tend to be inhibited. We might have to grunt or scream briefly when we come, but using the voice to express how you're feeling, to moan, to open up your throat and let the energy flow through that part of your body to your mind, this is an essential part of energy mastery.
And this would be any moment. So if your lover caresses your face, rather than to just be silent, you might just have a little, ah.
Oh, baby.
Or baby.
Even that, you know.
Oh, baby.
That's a little bit, you know, a little bit pop, but still. Moaning, opening the voice, saying something sweet, women love. We know that.
Yeah, but I'm raising my hand.
You're raising it, good. That inhibition to open our voice prevents us to flow and channel the energy, which guys need to know how to do for multiple orgasm.
So definitely bringing in the sound. And sound could be a moan. It could be an oh, baby. It could be a yes. So anything. Just start getting some sound in there throughout the process. So through every moment of being in bed with one's beloved, give voice to what's happening in the body.
Certainly. And the fourth cornerstone is really the you might say the spiritual one. It's the comprehensive one of where do you focus your mind? How do you relax your body so that you can tune in your consciousness? We like to think of it as, to give it one name, as the presence, the mental presence that you have. What are you thinking of? What are you focusing on? How are you directing the energy by relaxing this part of your body and shifting it to this part of your body? That's the mental presence, which is probably the longest learning curve of Tantra, and why, you know, we hear stories about the yogis who can lower their heart rate, or how, like I was talking with one of my clients, he lives in Dallas, but he's an Indian guy, who's complaining to me that he can't last more than 6 hours. And I'm going, my God, you've got to write a testimonial for me for this. He says, yeah, but I get to this point where it's just too much, you know? And I went, boy, I wish that everybody had your secret, you know? He's just practiced these things for years.
Right.
And he's a meditator. He can relax his body and get his mind into the place where he wants it. So I think he's doing great. I think he accepted that compliment from me.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm guessing, I just want to check in, that we're talking about that meditative mind. That's how I experience it in my own body. When I start to notice my thoughts and then just kind of let them go, notice them and let them go. Don't attach to my thoughts. Don't follow them. You know, did I lock the car? Did I not lock the car? You know, did I take the, you know, laundry out of the dryer? Is just notice that and let it go. Just come back to noticing my body, noticing how my vulva is feeling, noticing how the sweat of my partner feels against my belly, noticing their eyes, and just noticing, coming back into noticing my own senses. Is that the kind of mind that we're talking about and presence, or is there something else?
No, that's absolutely right. That's you understand, Tantra. It's very clear the way you talk about being in your body, opening your senses, feeling everything, but being relaxed, not being consumed with thoughts. Why Tantra sex could be called sexual meditation.
Ah, yes. Now that's a spiritual practice we can all get into.
It is. And really, that you might say that's the key to male multiple orgasm, is you get into this calm, relaxed, meditative state where you feel the energy coursing through your body because you've relaxed and you've heightened your awareness. Those are the first two steps of my six-step process. Mm-hmm. And I promised one of the fundamental tips from modern sexologists for your listeners, which is measuring your level of arousal. Unless you're relaxed and aware of what's going on in your body, you can't do this step. So that's why it's step three. You know, you can use a 10-point scale. That's pretty common amongst modern scientists.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to call in this work 9.9 is the point of no return. When you're teetering on the edge of the cliff and you can see ejaculating, spraying over the edge of the cliff, and you can't stop falling. That's 9.9. 10
yep.
is when you actually come.
Yes.
And so what the exercises, I was a corporate trainer, so everything in my Tantra books and my business books, of course, too, are step-by-step exercises. So I teach guys to raise their energy level, raise their excitement up to, let's say, a 7, and then back off down to 3 or 4 on the scale. Do that a half a dozen times. Now let's play a little more with fire and go to 8 on the scale of 10. Get so turned on that you're feeling, and everybody's got their own scale. That's part of the exercise, is what's a 5 for me? We all know what a 0 is. We all know what a 10 is. But let's define the numbers in between. So a 7, an 8, and then a 9, which is getting really close to coming. These are very important things for a guy to learn. And, of course, if his voice is open and he's willing to talk and he's comfortable, he can say, "Ooh, honey, I'm at a 9, slow down." Or he knows, of course, to slow down. So we practice going to 7, going to 8, going to 9 a number of times in a number of different ways to develop that skill. Once you have the relaxation and the awareness, now you start to develop the mastery to channel energy. That comes from these, I call them the measuring step of the male multiple orgasm process.
The measure step?
Measuring. Learning to measure your turn-on.
Yeah, the scale that we're just talking about is the measure. So when I'm aware of my own measure as a man, then I can start to choose where I'm going to be on it, whether I want to, you know, ratchet it up or turn it down.
Right.
And then that is done through that breath, that, you know, snake-like undulating movement, the sound, where I'm focusing my mind and my awareness, then becomes part of how I either raise or lower that sense of arousal.
That's what the exercises are all about, right.
And what is an exercise that someone can do at home, something that they can maybe just even start to practice that would have them notice a difference?
I think this measuring step is a good way for a guy to start practicing solo. I mean, you can do it with your partner as well, but a guy who's sensitive and wants to last longer, self-pleasure, that's our tantric name for masturbation, of course, because we think it's giving yourself a really wonderful state of being, is do the exercise that takes you up to a 6 and then slow down through your breath, slowing down, even stopping pleasuring yourself. Go up to a 7, go up to an 8, go up to a 9. And once you kind of get the hang of it, or should I say the handle of the process, then guys can start practicing even with a finer, you know, can I go to 9.5? What's that? What's 9.8? The finest hair just before the edge. Now, from practicing this for years, I've gotten to the point where I can get up above 9, and I can say to my crush, relax. Now, if my honey is going faster when I want to go slower, hey, I can go over the edge too. I'm a sensitive guy, and I love doing that. So there is a later stage in the book where you have to start synchronizing your voice, your communication, and, of course, your body language, your nonverbal sensing of each other, so where you know where each is at on that scale.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in Tantra, we don't push for the big O. We don't want to come quickly.
Take our time, enjoy the process, and keep going for the connection. So we're out of time, sadly. It goes so fast. But I want to thank you for being in this journey.
Thank you.
And thank you all for joining us at Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra. You can get transcripts of this show, get more information about Destin at www.personallifemedia.com. That's www.personallifemedia.com. Thank you for being with us today and on Sex, Tantra, and Kama Sutra, bringing you the soul of sex.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.